are sworn to understand. It completes a perfect union between a woman and a man. So please don't misunderstand me. I don't want to go too far without knowing just one answer. Can I trust you with my and I trust you with my heart?
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. One day before the two-year anniversary of the attack that ignited the war in Gaza, delegations from Israel, Hamas, and the U.S. are convening in Egypt to discuss a ceasefire.
As part of a U.S.-brokered peace proposal, in addition to releasing hostages, Hamas agreeing to hand over the administration of the Gaza Strip to a Palestinian body with support from Arab nations. In return, Israel would withdraw its military from Gaza completely and release Palestinian prisoners.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from sending National Guard troops from any state to Portland, Oregon. Illinois also fighting a move by the Trump White House to deploy troops to Chicago. It's the first Monday in October, which means the Supreme Court begins its new term today with questions about birthright citizenship and voting rights on the docket. NFL analyst Mark Sanchez facing multiple charges and recovering in an Indianapolis hospital after an altercation over a parked vehicle in that city. This is ABC News.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped good RX and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. November down 40 to 1690. December down 37 to 1712. January down 24 to 1698. February milk down 20 to 1697. Meanwhile, cheese markets from Friday were higher. Barrels up 5 to 177. 40-pound blocks up 1.5 to 179. 6 trade a block, 1 trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter steady at 175. 4 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk up 1 to 116. 6 trades on the day. Dry weight down 1 to 63. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher on the day as some support came back into the markets after moving below support levels Because both live and feeder cattle markets are also below resistance levels, the trade felt it was okay to do some short covering, even though really cash didn't develop at all this week. Meanwhile, feeder cattle markets again were higher, while hog markets also moving mostly higher as some support worked its way back into the markets due to higher pork cutout values. October live cattle are up 50 cents to 231.02. October feeder cattle up 287 to 357.17. October hogs up 30 cents to 98.97. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans lower. Now the U.S. dollar was 15 points lower. Interest rates were weaker. The big story, of course, harvest pressure for corn and beans and all of those trade issues, especially with China, all contributing to pressure corn and beans, while wheat markets were relatively flat. December corn down 2¾ to 419. New crop 26 down 2¾ to 461¾. November beans down 5¾ to 1018. New crop 26 down 4¾ to 1065¾. December wheat up a half to 515¼. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Friday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 359, December 364, January 366, new crop 26, 402. Cash beans 918, December 927, January 932, and new crop 26, 956. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 369, November 369, December 374, January 391 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn at 384, November 375, December 372. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 364, cash beans 933. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn at 364, new crop 26, 412, cash beans 923, new crop 26, 976. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 374, November 374, April 415, new crop 26 at 416. Cash and November beans 932, April 1018, new crop 26, 1005. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 366, December 369, cash beans 936, December 947. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 220 to 235, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 222, market cows 127 to 163, bulls 163 to 204, calves 360 to 1700, beef steers 231 to 525, Holstein steers 185 to 400. Sheep markets, light lambs 235 and down, market lambs 237 and down, ewes 90 and down, goat markets, does 140 and down, bucks 175 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Feeling far more like fall today with partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly clear and crisp with lows down to near 40. On Tuesday, sunny skies, nice and comfortable. High temperatures again in the mid-60s. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings. Honest work out in the field. Cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. Moonlight, and you here beside me, crickets serenading. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. That's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
Barking like a dog, howling at the moon. You'd be mad as a nowhere hen. Up all night, wondering where I'd been. I'd fall down and say, come help me, honey. You laughed out loud, I guess you thought it was funny. But I sobered up, I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Now I'm painting a house and I'm mending a fence. I guess I've gone and lost all my good sense. Too much work, it's hard for your health. I could have died drinking, now I'm killing myself. And I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Thank you. the sink and I'm mowing the grass. And you made me a list and I'm busting my wheel. All broke down, tail's been dragging. It's a rough old life up here on the wagon. I'm feeding the dog, sacking the trash. It's honey do this, honey do that. I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking. Yeah, I sobered up and I got to thinking, girl, you ain't much fun since I quit drinking.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Mama told her baby girl, take it real slow. Girl told her mama, hey, I really gotta go. He's waiting. Mama said, girl, you won't get far. Thus are the dreams of an average Jane. 90 miles an hour down a lover's lane on a tank of dreams. Oh, if she could have only seen that fate's got just a walk away, Joe. Born to be a leaver, tell you from the word go. Destined to deceive her, he's the wrong kind of paradise. She's gonna know it in a matter of time. That boy's just a walk away, Joe. Now just a little while into Abilene.
Just another lesson in life.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tricia Yearwood, Don Henley, and Walk Away Joe here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins, and we have temperatures upper 40s to near 50 this morning. And much cooler weather this week as summer, I guess, all of a sudden comes to an abrupt end. We'll have details with that ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we'll be talking with Mike North from ever.ag. Had a chance to talk with Mike during World Dairy Expo last week. We'll have more details and talk a little bit about the dairy markets with Mike here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen. Proven G3's three modes of action: feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Farm bankruptcies are on the rise in 2025. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Farm bankruptcies are soaring year over year. That, according to the latest data from the U.S. courts. Joe Pfeiffer, attorney with Ag and Business Legal Strategies in Iowa, says the numbers are alarming.
The Administrative Office of the United States Courts points out in the first 6 months of 2025, 181 Chapter 12 bankruptcies were filed nationwide. That's up 57% from what it was in 2024. That's more filings than we had in either 2022 or 2023.
Pfeiffer says the blame for the rise lies in President Trump's tariffs war and the resulting loss of agriculture markets.
Now, China is buying soybeans from Argentina. It's been buying soybeans from Brazil. Once you lose a market like that, the chances of getting it back are really slim because we're no longer viewed as a reliable supplier because of the trade things that are going on.
Not only the financial loss, but Pfeiffer says the emotional strain on farmers is immense. He notes the story of one of his clients.
He's scared. He's afraid about what it's going to be like to tell his wife about it. He's embarrassed because he's brought in family on both sides to help keep the operation running. So he's scared. He's afraid of what are going to people going to think. Am I the failure that lost the family farm?
Pfeiffer says, unfortunately, it's fish or cut bait time for many farmers. He is recommending that they talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney and a tax advisor. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations operations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Feeling far more like fall today with partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly clear and crisp with lows down to near 40. On Tuesday, sunny skies, nice and comfortable, high temperatures again in the mid-60s. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 51.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every day I clock out and head straight to her house. We cuddle up on the couch, but it always ends the same old. Incredibly late, something's gotta change, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring. Took out a loan, went and bought the perfect stone. Caught up her dad on the phone. I'm taking him to dinner Sunday night. I've never been so nervous in my life. I want to do this right, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all been 7 months. That's long enough, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring on.
My blues away, sweet Maria. The sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky. Maria.
borrowed time. Just my thoughts about you bring back my peace of mind. Gypsy lady, you're a miracle work for me. You set my soul free like a ship sailing on the sea. She is the sunlight when the skies are gray. She treats me so right, lady. Take me away. Mama B.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brooks and Dunn, my Maria here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins on this Monday morning. Good morning. We have temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region. Well, do you want to feel better and learn effective ways to deal with life's ups and downs? Well, two folks from the University of Madison Extension in Dunn and Eau Claire County will offer free online classes called We Cope Lunch and Learn this fall. It's all about finding the good things in life and giving you well-tested tools to help you feel good every day. The classes have six sessions, and each one's an hour long from 11:30 to 12:30 on Tuesday. And it will start on October 21st and end on November 25th. For more information on the classes, just visit your local extension office. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. This afternoon, there will be no crop progress report out from the USDA, as government reports are one of the non-essential items that end during a government shutdown. But the impacts of this current federal shutdown could be much larger. I'll have the details when we come back. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres with our friends from Nutrien Ag Solutions, I spoke with crop consultant Tyler Morgan about how harvest is looking in Minnesota.
Just getting a start on, but I think by the weekend it'll be full steam ahead.
Can you give us an early yield report?
First initial reports we're hearing are sounding pretty good so far. Seeing some big differences in some of the early corn on fungicide application versus untreated. We had a lot of disease pressure up here this summer with southern rust, tar spot, kind of anything and everything, you name it, we can find it this year with the way the weather conditions were.
What do you encourage your farmers to think about this time of year?
What kind of fall trials can we get on, or fall products do we need to be utilizing to help push that ROI for next year, as far as Titan XC on the fertilizer extract for residue breakdown. Be talking to your agronomist on if you haven't been using these products to at least get a look at them and try them out. With these commodity prices the way they are, we got to find ways to push yield and ROI even more.
Thank you, Tyler. To learn more, visit NutrientAgSolutions.com.
Partisan battles led to the shutdown of the federal government on October 1st. As of this recording, the shutdown has no clear end, and as funding runs out for government agencies, we'll see more services cut back. For agriculture specifically, USDA's plan for a funding lapse includes furloughing nearly half of its workforce, more than 42,000 employees across the country. At the county level, the Farm Service Agency will send home more than 6,000 workers. Without those staffers, routine work on commodity, conservation, and disaster payments will stop. But since no new financial obligations are allowed during the shutdowns, FSA won't be processing loans, payments under ECAP, SDRP, ARC, PLC, or CRP, or any other government program until funding is restored. Leadership at USDA has said they will not formally close FSA offices, but with most staff furloughed and services frozen, those county offices will be quiet. Other USDA services, including many conservation programs, research, extension, and statistical functions, are largely frozen. Essential operations tied to food safety, animal and plant health emergencies will continue, however, which means that efforts against the New World screwworm will continue without interruption. Meanwhile, discussions are swirling around the administration's expected announcement of new farmer aid tomorrow. Reports currently suggest a multi-billion dollar package may be funded through the Commodity Credit Corporation or tariff revenue in an effort to bypass Congress. But even if such an announcement comes, implementation will be choked by the shutdown itself. The personnel who process the payments are furloughed, and the legal authority to obligate new funds is constrained under the Anti-Deficiency Act. Under the shutdown plan, all NAS data releases are suspended until funding is restored. This includes the export sales reports, crop progress updates, and the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates reports, and others. I'll have more when we come back.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
In addition to the start of the government shutdown, October 1st also marked the expiration of the final extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. Programs without funding, like trade promotion and specialty crop grants, have ended, while crop insurance is set to continue. Now, this is the first time in more than 50 years that there is no active Farm Bill for American agriculture. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If we can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering where'd you get that cold, cold heart? Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being a villain of the peace. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you?
saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? You only get one life, and this I know. I wanna get my licks in now before I go. Fire of love is dead and cold. I gotta satisfy the hunger in my soul. You've been giving me bad times. Tell me what I do. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? Saying things that you didn't have to. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you? If we can't get along, we ought to be apart. And I'm wondering where'd you get that cold, cold heart. Set me free, sign my release. I'm tired of being a villain of the peace. You've been giving me bad times, tell me what I do. I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you. Saying things that you didn't have to. I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you. How come I always get a hard time, honey, when it comes to you?
Gotta let Baby, do you think it might be? No, you don't, but I do. But I do. And I wonder if I'm past the point of rescue. Is no word from you at all the best that you can do? Never meant to push or shove you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. Of you. Do you know how much I love you? No, you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do. I know you don't, but I do.
Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
With your words like knives and swords and weapons that you use against me, you have knocked me off my feet again. Got me feeling like a nothing, you. With your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded, you. Picking on the weaker man. Be so mean. You, with your switching sides and your wildfire lies and your humiliation, you have pointed out my flaws again as if I don't already see them. Gonna be is me, yeah. Someday
be so mean.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Kenosha County Sheriff Dave Zorner says a man is suffering from minor injuries Friday after being rescued from a grain bin. The victim was inspecting an auger, then found himself buried in soybeans up to his chest. Officials say he called a family member for help, who then called 911. He was transported to hospital and is expected to be okay. Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation President Brad Olson issued the following statement regarding the introduction of Assembly Bill 448, legislation which would allow Wisconsin Farm Bureau to provide members with a unique and affordable health coverage plan option that is currently operated by state farm bureaus in 14 other states. He says that rising health costs coverage are a very real challenge for farm families, so much so that it has had an impact on farm succession plans in our state. The cost of health coverage is a limiting factor when it comes to people returning to the, in our state. The cost of health coverage is a limiting factor when it comes to people returning to the farm, stating agriculture businesses or even keeps farms from running. WFBF is asking for a one-off exemption from state insurance regulations to allow the existing model offered only by state farm bureaus to be permitted to operate here in Wisconsin. He said Farm Bureau is uniquely positioned to provide benefits to people who don't have employer-sponsored coverage and may typically be income ineligible for federal incentives under the Affordable Care Act. The FDA recently conditionally approved Dectomax CA1 injectable solution for the prevention and treatment of New World screwworm larval infestations and the prevention of NWS reinfestation for 21 days. We understand the urgency in which America's farmers and ranchers are asking for tools to fight New World screwworms, said FDA Commissioner Marty Marquet. Today's conditional approval, the first in the U.S. for NWS, shows our dedication to rapidly advancing important animal medications when they are needed the most. Now, we're making the treatment available to cattle producers immediately while the sponsor collects the data needed for a full approval. President Trump is considering a massive aid program for U.S. farmers, according to multiple outlets, floating the potentially tariff-funded idea as the agriculture industry navigates low commodity prices and high operating costs. The aid package could provide $10 billion or more for U.S. farmers. That, according to the Wall Street Journal, which cited unnamed people familiar with the discussions, who said the money could start being distributed in the coming months. Officials are evaluating how money made from tariffs could supplement farmer payments. Official details of the bailout are scarce, though Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told CNBC that information regarding substantial support for farmers would be released this week. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office last week his administration would provide some of that tariff money to farmers who, quote, are for a little while going to be hurt until the tariffs kick into their benefits, unquote. The partial government shutdown that began last week will halt some payments to farmers and delay access to federal farm loans. That's the latest blow for producers already facing low crop prices, record high debt, and a trade war at the height of the fall harvest, reported Reuters. Last week, the scope of the shutdown's potential impact to U.S. farmers was beginning to emerge. Even short interruptions in payments could deepen farmers' economic turmoil. It costs money to run those combines, said Chad Hart, agricultural economist with Iowa State University. The shutdown affects the processing of farm loans and making payments to farmers, including billions of dollars in disaster aid contained in President Trump's tax cut and spending bill. The USDA has stopped issuing weather-related disaster payments, accepting and processing farm loans, providing technical assistance for conservation programs, and other agency work. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans, feeling far more like fall today with partly sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly clear and crisp with lows down to near 40. On Tuesday, sunny skies, nice and comfortable, high temperatures again in the mid-60s. Whole Home Connect, better streaming and internet speeds. Call today to save at 800-217-9129. Right now, it's 51.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Blue lights flashing in my rear view. The sheriff said, boy, I should have known it was you. You got 14 people in the back of this truck. I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Me and old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. They threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado. Wind me up, turn me loose and let me go. Girl too pretty, but too much class. Being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, cause I ain't never had too much fun.
At a diner down on Broadway, they make small talk. When she brings his eggs and fills his coffee cup, he jokes about his love life and tells her he's about ready to give up. That's when she says, I've been there before, but keep on. Cause maybe who you're looking for is somebody in the next car, somebody on the morning train, somebody in the coffee shop that you walk right by every day, somebody that you look at but never really see, somewhere out there is somebody. He usually reads the paper, but today he reads a stranger's face instead. It's that blue-eyed girl from two floors up. Maybe she's the one, maybe he could fall in love with somebody. saw his future in her eyes instead of just another friendly face. And he wonders why.
You walk.